Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are finishing our series entitled Satan, Here, There, and Everywhere, but not for long. Indeed, Satan and the other members of his holy trinity, the Antichrist and the false prophet, are doomed to a short reign of 7 years. Let's open up our Bibles to Revelation chapter 13. We're looking at Revelation chapter 13, and we're looking at verse number 4, 5, 6, and 7. Revelation 13, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The Word of God reads, "And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto this beast a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him that he might continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto the beast to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast, whose names are not written in the life of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise your name. We glorify thee, O Lord. We thank you today. We ask you, Lord, to give us understanding concerning these verses and how they fit in the scheme of redemptive history. Give us great insight, we pray. In Jesus' glorious name, amen and amen. Satan, here, there, and everywhere, but not for long. We've already talked about who Satan is, and he has so many names in the Bible. This arch enemy of God has so many aliases, so many descriptive names, that each one gives us a little bit of intel as we put together Satan's profile of villainy. It's as if we were serial killer profilers, and we're looking at all this information, and we're building a profile on Satan. And he is the mastermind of all evil. He is the serial killer of all serial killers. But he has been on a losing streak. Satan has never, you know, what the Bible teaches is Satan has never won against God. Never. Now, he's been allowed to do a few things in the earth. He's been allowed to raise up nations against God. He's been allowed to do and wreak havoc and promote evil throughout the north, the south, the east, and the west on this planet. But as far as victories, no victories. Satan has never, he's never won. And soon and very soon, as the song says, we will see our king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Who is the king? The king is King Jesus. And when Jesus cracks the sky and we have that great battle called the Battle of Armageddon, in which Jesus comes back with 10,000 of his angels, which means millions. That's just language described that Jesus is coming back with millions of holy angels. He will defeat the dragon, Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and their armies at the Battle of Armageddon. Let's read that. Let's turn to Revelation 16. Here it is. Revelation 16. And this is what it says, starting at verse 12. This is the great battle. This is the great, great, great battle. It says, Revelation 16, 12, and the sixth angel poured out his veil upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters thereof were dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, come out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So here you have the unholy trinity, Satan the dragon, the beast, who is none other than the Antichrist, Satan's version of Christ, perverted version of Christ, that is, and the false prophet, who takes the place of the Holy Spirit. Each one of these entities comes out a frog, and a frog meaning an unclean, lying spirit. Verse 14, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth, and of the whole earth, and of the whole world, that they might gather them together to battle of the great day of God Almighty. So notice, the demons that come out of the mouth of the Antichrist, and the demons that come out of the mouth of the false prophet, and the demons that come out of the mouth of the dragon, All of these demons, their one assignment is to bamboozle, hoodwink, bewitch all the leaders of the earth that they might marshal themselves in battle against Christ and his angels. And, of course, we know that that is futile, for verse 14 says, for they are the spirits of devils. They work miracles, of course, lying wonders, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them. See, the purpose of these lying spirits is to deceive the unsaved armies of the earth, the armies of these apostate nations, to gather against God. It's like Babel all over again with Nimrod, how Nimrod was able to marshal all those people and cause them to build a tower that will come against, you know, the tower was designed as a ladder that once it reached the heavens, they could dethrone God. It's the same thing here. The only thing is that the battle is going to be on earth. And so it is called, they are being gathered for the great battle, the great day, the battle of the great day against God Almighty. Now, these are the words of Jesus in verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. In other words, are you a true believer? Are you maintaining your holiness? Are you, listen, a person with garments is a person with garments is a person who is keeping his virginity, if you will. A person who has no garments on is a person who is involved in fornication. So the Lord, you know, the world is divided in between those who keep themselves holy unto the Lord and are fully dressed in the clothing of righteousness, and then the wicked are those who are committing fornication with whom? Mystery Babylon, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. They have no garments. Verse 16, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. It's the battle of Armageddon. So, my brothers and sisters, Satan will call up reinforcements. Remember Revelation 13, where Satan has come from a string of defeats in Revelation 12. He is frustrated. He's mad. So he calls up the beast from the sea. That's the first beast, Antichrist. He calls up a second beast, the beast from the land, the false prophet. And together with his unholy trinity, Satan reigns with the Antichrist and the false prophet for 7 years. At the end of that seven-year reign is this great battle here in Revelation 16, where as a last-ditch attempt, Satan, the Antichrist and the false prophet release demons out of their bodies to go and deceive the nations and the armies of these nations to come against God for one final battle. They're defeated. They are defeated. And so in Revelation 19, look what it says in Revelation 19:20. Only a seven-year reign. And we're very close to that period when Antichrist is going to appear, where the false prophet is going to appear. When they appear, the clock begins to tick. We're told that the Antichrist will reign for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. Well, he really reigns, if you check the other portions of Scripture, he really reigns for 7 years. 7 years. Which is 84 months, but it's divided into 42 months because it's recording the last 3.5 years where he is extremely wicked for the last 3.5 years. For the first 3.5 years, he doesn't reveal who he is. He tells the world that he's their savior. He tells the world that he's their hope. The Antichrist deceives the world for 3.5 years. At the middle of that period, he shows his true colors, and he begins to do great evil in the land with the help of the second beast and, of course, with the backing of Satan. So it's a total of 7 years. Satan, the beast, and the false prophet will reign for a total of 7 years globally. But at the end of that is Revelation 19:20. And it says this. Start reading at verse 17, although we want to focus on verse 20, Revelation 19:17. It picks up the story about Armageddon again. Now, we were in chapter 16, but we have to jump all the way to chapter 19 to talk about the Battle of Armageddon. And it says this. Let's start at verse 11, Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, the white horse, and him that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were like unto a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed upon him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, that with that sword he might smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of God Almighty. And he have on his vestures and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that's Jesus appearing. That's Jesus cracking the sky with his angels, making his ultimate, glorious, triumphal entry. Now look at verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come, gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat flesh of kings and of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and of the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse and against his army. In other words, the beast has marshaled his forces to fight against Jesus, who is soon returning. And the beast was taken, and the false prophet that had wrought all those miracles before the beast, with deceiveth the whole world, and had put a mark of the beast on the heads of the people, and caused the people to worship the image. These both, the beast and the false prophet, were cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. You see, there you have a picture of the beast, the seven-headed beast, being cast into the lake of fire. And there you have the false prophet. The beast is falling first, the false prophet, the second beast, falling second. They're being cast into the lake of fire. Then we read in Revelation 20:10, it says, and the devil that deceiveth them, the whole world, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the first beast and the false prophet are, and these three shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And there you have it. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the world is in upheaval. It's in great turmoil. Yes, Satan is here. You can see him in the Ukraine. You can see him in Russia. You can see him in Japan. Listen, Satan is here, there, and everywhere. Yes, he is. But I can assure you, not for long. Jesus is soon to return. This world does not have many years left. Everything is being set up to receive the Antichrist. The Antichrist is at the door. The Antichrist must come first, then Christ follows. The Antichrist must come upon the world stage before Jesus could ever come. And when Jesus comes, he's coming to wage war against the Antichrist and against the false prophet who have marshaled the armies of the earth. All, listen, You talk about world war. This is the war of Armageddon is the world war of all world wars. Why? Because the nations of the earth, under the banner of evil, under the sway of Satan, under the power of the three lying spirits that have proceeded out of the mouth of the dragon and the beast and the false prophet, who are presented to us as frogs, these armies and their leader, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, his sidekick, will be defeated. So much so that God has an angel declare to all the fowls of the air, listen, to all you birds in the United States, get over to Armageddon. To all the birds that are in China, get over to that battlefield in Armageddon. God is marshaling, listen, while Antichrist is marshaling his forces against Christ, God is saying to all the fowls of the air who are on planet Earth, meet at Armageddon because you're going to have a feast like you've never had before. To all you carnivorous birds, to all you crows and ravens who love to eat flesh, to all you vultures, show up at Armageddon. You will have a feast. I'm going to set up a feast for you like you've never had in all human history, because my son is going to slay those armies. Those armies will be wiped out. They will not be able to stand before Jesus, and the Antichrist and the false prophet will be cast into the lake of fire after only a seven-year reign. 7 years is short. 3.5 years in which he deceives the nations, 3.5 years in which he tricks people into believing that he is God's Messiah to the earth, 3.5 years where he goes around declaring himself to be God sent, when he's really devil sent. Then after the 3.5 years, he's going to reveal himself as to who he really is. And he will bring misery to the earth for another 3.5 years. A total of 7 shall his reign be. But 7 years is a short period of time. So Satan will be here, there, and everywhere by means of his beast, by means of his false prophet, by means of his minions, by means of his proxies, but not for long. They shall be gathered and cast into the lake of fire. So Revelation 19:20 tells us that the first two members of the unholy Trinity, the beast and the Antichrist, shall be cast in first. Then Revelation 20:10 tells us that Satan joins them after, and they shall be tormented there forever and ever and ever. So I say to the church militant, keep fighting for Jesus. Keep fighting sin. Keep fighting doctrinal error. And keep fighting the devil and his forces. May God bless you. May God keep you. We'll meet again tomorrow as we start a new series on Daily Manna from Heaven. God bless you. Jesus, you gotta sympathize with
Jesus.